Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sociopath: Inside the Mind of a Sociopath, ASBD, by Paul Sorensen, is a short, popular psychology guide focused on sociopathic behavior as it may appear in ordinary social, family, romantic, and workplace settings. Rather than treating sociopathy only through the familiar image of violent criminals, the book emphasizes manipulation, deception, irresponsibility, exploitation, and moral disregard as more common forms of harm. Its purpose is practical and explanatory to help general readers understand what sociopathic traits can look like, why charm can conceal risk, and how people might respond when avoidance is difficult. The book belongs to the accessible mental health and personality disorder category rather than to a specialist clinical textbook. It uses the language of sociopathy and ASPD to frame a discussion of antisocial patterns, personal safety, recognition, and recovery after damaging relationships. Its value lies mainly in translating a threatening and often sensationalized subject into everyday warning signs and protective considerations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing sociopathy beyond the violent criminal stereotype. A central emphasis of the book is that sociopathy should not be understood only through extreme media images such as murderers, shadowy predators, or glamorous criminals. Sorensen presents the more practical concern that people with sociopathic traits may appear in ordinary life, often without immediately announcing themselves as dangerous. This reframing matters because sensational stereotypes can make readers look for the wrong signals. If a person expects sociopathy to appear only as obvious violence, they may overlook repeated lying, exploitation, betrayal, theft, fraud, drug-related irresponsibility, or emotional manipulation. The book therefore shifts attention from rare dramatic acts to recurring behavioral patterns that damage trust and safety. This approach is important for a general audience because most people are more likely to encounter harmful interpersonal conduct than headline-level violence. The book also suggests that a charming or socially competent exterior can make such conduct harder to recognize. Its analysis is not positioned as a technical diagnostic manual, but as a warning that the ordinary presentation of sociopathy can be socially functional on the surface while still corrosive underneath. Secondly, the charming facade as a mechanism of manipulation. The book repeatedly points to the gap between outward presentation and private behavior. The sociopath described by Sorensen is not necessarily someone who looks obviously unstable or hostile. Instead, the risk may come from a convincing social surface, including charm, confidence, or apparent normality. This idea is important because manipulation often depends on trust being created before exploitation occurs. If someone can appear likable, competent, or emotionally engaged, others may excuse inconsistencies and delay recognizing harmful patterns. The book treats this facade as more than a personality quirk. It functions as a practical mechanism that allows deception to continue in families, relationships, workplaces, and social circles. The reasoning is straightforward. People usually judge character from repeated social impressions, but a manipulative person can manage impressions selectively while hiding self-serving conduct. But the bulletin, Sorensen therefore encourages readers to look less at isolated pleasant behavior and more at repeated outcomes, such as whether the person violates commitments, uses others, avoids accountability, or leaves a pattern of damage. This theme gives the book a protective orientation rather than a purely descriptive one. Thirdly, everyday moral violations is the main field of harm. One distinctive feature of the book is its attention to nonviolent but serious forms of harm. Sorensen highlights conduct such as lying to relatives, cheating on partners, stealing from workplaces, abusing substances, and committing fraud. These examples matter because they locate sociopathic behavior in moral and relational damage rather than only in formal criminality. The book indicates that not every harmful act will lead to an arrest, but that does not make the harm trivial. A person can destabilize a household, drain resources, ruin trust, or damage a workplace without committing an extreme public crime. This makes the category especially difficult for victims because the injuries may be cumulative, private, and hard to explain to outsiders. By focusing on everyday violations, the book helps readers think in terms of patterns of disregard. The practical question becomes not whether a person matches a dramatic label, but whether they repeatedly treat others as tools, disregard consequences, and exploit opportunities without remorse. This emphasis makes the book relevant for readers concerned with personal boundaries, workplace risk, or emotionally destructive relationships. Fourthly, recognizing patterns when direct avoidance is not possible. The book is not limited to defining sociopathy. It also addresses the practical problem of what to do when the person cannot easily be avoided. This is significant because harmful personalities are not always distant strangers. They may be family members, partners, coworkers, employers, or people embedded in shared responsibilities. and what Sorensen therefore frames recognition as a first step toward realistic self-protection. The book encourages attention to repeated conduct rather than single incidents, chronic dishonesty, exploitation, lack of responsibility, disregard for others, and the use of charm or pressure to regain control. In situations where immediate separation is not practical, recognition can help a reader reduce vulnerability. That may include becoming less reliant on promises, documenting important interactions, setting clearer boundaries, limiting personal disclosure, or seeking external support. The available descriptions suggest that the book is more of an accessible guide than a legal, therapeutic, or clinical protocol. So its value is in orienting readers toward caution. Its practical force lies in the idea that naming a pattern can interrupt confusion and prevent further manipulation. Lastly, recovery after exposure and the uncertain question of cure. Sorensen also addresses what happens after a person comes through a damaging encounter with someone who has sociopathic traits. This recovery focus broadens the book beyond identification and warning. The harm described is not only material or situational. It can include confusion, distrust, shame, emotional exhaustion, and difficulty judging future relationships. By including healing, the book acknowledges that victims may need to rebuild confidence in their own perceptions after being manipulated or lied to. At the same time, the book appears cautious about the possibility of curing sociopathy, suggesting uncertainty rather than offering a simple solution. This is a responsible point for a general guide, because antisocial personality patterns are complex and should not be reduced to easy optimism. The practical implication is that readers should not base their safety on the expectation that a harmful person will quickly change. Recovery and protection may require attention to personal boundaries and the consequences of behavior rather than promises of reform. This topic differentiates the book from works that focus only on labeling the sociopath, because it also considers the person affected by the relationship. In conclusion, Sociopath Inside the Mind of a Sociopath ASPD is best suited for general readers who want an accessible introduction to sociopathic traits as they may appear in ordinary life. It may be useful for people who suspect they are dealing with a manipulative partner, relative, coworker, or acquaintance, as well as readers interested in personality disorders without wanting a technical clinical text. Its practical benefit is that it encourages attention to repeated behavior rather than dramatic stereotypes. Intellectually, it helps separate the popular image of the sociopath from the more common realities of deception, exploitation, irresponsibility, and emotional harm. The book stands out in its category because it emphasizes everyday forms of sociopathic conduct instead of focusing mainly on violent crime or sensational case histories. Its apparent limitation is that it should not be treated as a diagnostic authority or substitute for professional advice, especially because sociopathy and ASPD involve clinical distinctions that require care. However, as a concise guide to recognizing warning patterns, understanding the role of charm, and thinking about self-protection and recovery, it occupies a practical niche among popular psychology books on harmful personalities. If you would like to support Paul Sorensen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.